I think there's sort of two key words here that I draw on. The first one is quite simple. Change. So much is changing in the region. New empires are rising and falling. New trade routes are establishing themselves. And within each of these evolutions, new challenges are being put to the various local societies. And of course, when you're confronted with a new challenge, that can be a tremendous impetus to innovate. And so what you can see happening is as rulers find themselves confronting things they've never confronted before, suddenly they are thinking, okay, so how do we do this then? And I'm going to pick on a very trivial example of this, but I think it shows it in operation. And that is that, you've got this dispatch of multiple large crusades into the Near East at this time. And of course, crusading, viewed from a logistical perspective, it requires rulers to transport tens of thousands of people and animals over enormous distances. And they're not used to doing that. That's not how war is fought in Western Christendom, but now they are. So how do they do that? And there's actually quite a neat little moment in one of the chronicles concerning the Second Crusade, where the chronicler reflects on the different types of cart they've used. Say, well, this cart, actually, that doesn't work, so we'll use this one in future. And I think what we're seeing there is they're putting their received technologies, the things they've always used, they're using those technologies for a different purpose, finding that they're flawed, and therefore having to adapt and adopt something different. So change is a big factor here. There's been some fabulous research done by someone called Michael Fulton recently on siege warfare. And one of the things he points out is that with the big castles being constructed by Saladin and his Ayyubid Empire and the Crusader states, they're both building and besieging castles, that creates a new challenge for them. And what's interesting is that it's in the midst of those wars that new forms of siege technology, so the counterweight trebuchet, is developed because it is a more powerful siege weapon, which can therefore help them to conduct those sieges. So they say necessity is the mother of invention. That's certainly the case here. And just to take the counterweight trebuchet story to its completion, when the Mongols reach the region, they see these catapults and like them. And so they transport them all the way across to China, or the technology to China, where they then employ them for sieges in that area too. So need, necessity, and change has a big impact. The other word I'd pick is transmission. Now, this isn't about innovation, but it's about technologies that are present in one culture in Eurasia suddenly being disseminated into other cultures. And that is particularly true of Chinese technology. So it's during this era that paper begins to proliferate across Eurasia. And I think, as we mentioned, we'll come back to gunpowder in a bit, but that fits the same model.